In fact, I got a picture at home. All of them were in the war at the same time. His brother Pat was in the Army with, he wasn't with him, but, you know, both in the Army, and he was a prisoner of war. And there was my Uncle John, I think he was in the Merchant Marines. Bernie and Vin were in the Navy, and Jim was in the Coast Guard. Wow. And there's a picture that appeared in Montana Standard, the whole family, you know, and it's, they were all military uniforms.
Oh, so nice.
It was a neat picture, yeah.
Can you tell me more about your uncle who was a prisoner of war?
The oldest one was Pat, and he came back from the war, and he became a blacksmith. He worked in the shops in there, and he married what we call an Orangeman, you know, the Oranges. And the Oranges is those Protestants in the six counties of Ireland who are basically anti-Catholic. And I mean, Kitty was a great person, you know. But what the interesting thing about it is, you know, Pat was Irish to beat the band. He looked Irish. He acted, you know, the whole clan thing. And Kitty was just the opposite. She come from a family in Whitehall. Very good people, but her family, very, very good, nice people. But when he got married to St. Lawrence, her father and her brothers refused to enter the church. I mean, these are the days when things were that way. So, and then he became a blacksmith, and him and Kitty got married. And he's the only one that moved off the hill. He lived in the flats. Wow. Everybody else lived in Centerville, and one lived on Second Street. But and he was a blacksmith for a long time. He actually ended up working under his brother John Mike. Now John Mike was the second oldest. But go back to Pat. Pat was, he was good hard worker. He was a big man like me. And but when he was dying, he had Alzheimer's, and he used to hate. There's a show that was on TV called Hogan's Heroes. Hated it. Because it was sort of a fun show, laughing show, and wasn't funny to him, you know. And when he was dying, he kept his boots, because he used to steal the boots in the prison, you know, and it was a German prison. And that's what he was afraid of when he was dying. His mind was gone, just to keep his boots.